Hello. I don't know how that started. Like, that just started on its own, and I never asked it to. But anyway, welcome to the bonus episode. Excuse my face, I'm feeling a bit flushed, and I've not put any makeup on because it's Monday and I couldn't be bothered. Just saying, FYI, I'm working from home today and I don't have any face-to-face appointments, so you're stuck with this. So I look as if I've got bald eyes and bald eyebrows and everything, because yeah. Anyway, that's not what we're here for. We're not here for that chat. We're not here to discuss how Aileen looks. My little announcement that I promised on the last few episodes. So I am launching a new podcast this month. Not got an exact date. It will be every Monday. I've not decided on a time yet. Listen, I'm leaving you hanging a wee bit. I'm leaving you. I don't want to give too much information away at the one time. So this one is Reboot Your Business Podcast. As you may know, if you already listen to the podcast, if you follow the business, so we've got obviously the Reboot. The Reboot Sanctuary is my business, my therapy business. Then we've got Reboot Your Thoughts Podcast. And now we're going to have Reboot Your Business Podcast. Initially, when I first started Reboot Your Thoughts Podcast, it was to do with mental health and everyday life, etc. But obviously, sometimes business can come up, and I wanted to separate the two mainly because not everybody that's listening about mental health is going to be interested in hearing about business. And not everybody wanting to hear about business wants to hear about mental health. Although both may kind of cross paths at some point. I may talk about business slightly on Reboot Your Thoughts and vice versa on Reboot Your Business. Getting confused with all these Reboot Yours. So yes, the Reboot Sanctuary I started up about 4 years ago. And primarily with mental health at the forefront. So I started off, I initially only offered counselling. I now offer counselling, life coaching, wellness coaching, business coaching, and then also offer a couple of hands-on therapies, which are hot air candling, Indian head massage, cup and massage therapy, and hot stone massage. Now everything is to do with wellness, everything is to do with looking after yourself, taking care of yourself, etc. So obviously, there's not really much you can do with a podcast when it comes to the hands-on stuff. You can talk about that within the sort of wellness side of it. You can talk about that when you're talking about mental health. So it can be spoken about within both podcasts. And I can obviously put videos on, clips on the Reboot Sanctuary's socials or the YouTube page just to let you have a wee look at what it's all about. But when it comes to mental health, wellness, self-care, business, it's all about talking, it's all about learning, it's all about hearing different things from different angles and whatever else. But as I said, not everybody wants to hear about business and not everybody wants to hear about mental health constantly. So there is a private Facebook page. Private Facebook group, sorry, that is going to be more or less invitation only. It's a hidden group and it's going to be for people who are interested in the business side of it. So if you are, send me an email or a DM on any of the socials, or you can send me an email. The email is rebootyourbusinesspodcast@gmail.com, I'm sure. Yes, or you can email on here. Reboot Your Thoughts. I'm getting so confused. Podcast@gmail.com. There will be potentially a membership site set up within the website, but I've not set that up yet because I'm still at planning stages when it comes to that. But if you want to be added to the private Facebook group, give me a shout. I'm going to set up the socials this week, and on the socials I will let you know exactly when the podcast will come out, when the first episode will be. Like I said, it'll be a Monday, every Monday, not sure a time yet, potentially morning. I'm thinking maybe 7-8 in the morning, but I don't know. I'll let you know on the socials. But yeah, that's my wee announcement. If anybody's got any questions, let me know. It's hard because you're already at planning stages. It's hard because you're juggling so many balls, as they say, at the one time, but it's also exciting. I like to be kept busy. I don't like to be sitting about doing nothing. And I like to keep my mind busy. But when it comes to business, that can be your downfall as well, because if your mind's too busy, you don't sleep, then you can't fully focus, you're not eating properly, potentially drink more, smoke more, spend more that you might not have. So it's getting the right balance for everybody. It's putting you on the right stepping stone. Now, if you're only at the stage where you're thinking about starting business, this is still going to work for you. It's still a good idea for you, because you'll get all the hints and tips before you've even started. You'll hit the ground running. If you're early stages of your business, again, you'll get to hear about things that you've never thought of yet. And if you're in business, long-standing in business, got multiple businesses, this will also help you, because we all know we can learn from the younger generation, we can learn from newcomers, we can learn from somebody new, even if they've been in business for a long time. Because there's always something different that you've not noticed, you've not thought of before. Somebody's looking at it from a different angle, somebody's looking outside the box. And yeah, you might look outside the box, but they're looking outside a different box. It's not a bad thing that you've not noticed something that somebody else has noticed. It's just that you're focusing on something else while they're focusing on whatever it is they've thought of. So don't ever put yourself down because somebody's noticed something that you've not, because that's not a bad thing. Listen, if we all thought the same, life would be boring and we'd all be doing the same thing. We'd be having the same repetitive conversations over and over and over, and we wouldn't get anywhere in life. So regardless of whether you've already started your business or you're just thinking about it, whether you're in business, whether you're management, because management level can also learn from this podcast as well and joining up in the Facebook group. But yeah, and within the Facebook group, there'll be weekly calls, potentially more than once a week, but we'll not jump too far ahead until we've fully planned it out. There's going to be a few other things. There's going to be some business networking. Another wee announcement for you. I didn't even think I was going to tell you that one today, but there you go. You get two announcements out of me. So that I'm going to have the business podcast, business sort of group type thing, and business networking. Now, although I'm saying I'm starting up business networking, I'm also starting up networking for just individuals who are a bit bored, a bit lonely, a bit something. So keep your eye out on all the socials for that. So if you can follow the Reboot Sanctuary, Reboot Your Thoughts podcast, and Reboot Your Business podcast is coming this week, potentially today. I'll update you. In fact, I'll be able to tell you on Wednesday's podcast if it's all set in stone yet. It should be. I'm hoping to set them up today, tomorrow. We all know what I'm like with technology, so let's not jump the gun. Well, should be ready by Wednesday. I swear to God, I don't know why I do this to myself. I really don't. But hey, wee Danny in the background, he'll help me. He's my backup. He's a team player. He looks over my shoulder and goes, "It's all right, Aileen, you can do it. You've got this." And I just think, cheers, Danny boy. Thank you kindly, sir. Get a gem. That's he was my son's stand-up cardboard thing. Cut out. He got it one year because it was his favourite actor at the time. And somehow he's ended up my office junior. That's how we're all in this house. Things just get moved from one room to another. I can't believe how flushed I am. I don't know if I'm having a hot flush because I'm at that age or if I'm just hot. Not that kind of hot, because I'm definitely not without the makeup anyway. Anywho, right, so this was only going to be a wee quick one. If anybody's got any questions, hit me up, but I will talk about it more on the socials and potentially later in the week. So I hope that was a good announcement for you. Actually, it was three announcements when it was only meant to be one. So you got buy one, get two free. Even though you didn't actually need to pay for any of them, but listen, we like to give, we like to help out here, you know. I'm tidying my desk while I'm talking to you. It's good. Excuse me. I mean, I'm saying I'm tidying my desk. My desk's an absolute riot, and I'm not showing you that at all. Not a chance. Because if you've seen my desk, you'd be like, oh. And she thinks she's got to run multiple businesses. Listen, I've been in business since how many years ago? 12, 13, 14 years. 2009, I first became self-employed, and then 2012 or 13, can't remember, started my first business. So I think I'm doing not too bad at the minute. We're not doing too bad. The brain might be disagreeing, but listen, everybody disagrees with Aileen at some point, especially our family. I'm like, oh, here she goes, she's opened her mouth. Anyway, I'm away, I'm rambling. So this was your bonus. This was meant to be the one announcement that turned into three, and I will have all details for the podcast by Wednesday, hopefully. And the other thing, what's it called? The networking business and the personal networking, I will have details for within a week, hopefully, maybe kind of sort of a, we will see. But for now, enjoy the rest of your day. I hope your Monday's not been too bad, and I will speak to you all soon. Bye bye.